is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Welcoming Simon Constable, reporting for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications in the south of France. Europe, continental Europe, is in a heat wave. It extends all the way to the British Isles. It's summertime, not too surprising, but this is a torrid heat wave. So we begin with climate news from the south of France, which is where every member of parliament wants to be, if not in Spain. This is the final day of term for the Commons, and they're fleeing, so much so that Times of London is reporting long lines at Heathrow of MPs only to get out. However, we begin with the climate. Simon, a very good day to you. How is it in paradise? And note that in Paris, they have cooling stations. It's gotten so bad on the streets of Paris. Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. I am not surprised that they have cooling stations in Paris. We could do with some of them down here in Occitanie. It's 94 degrees is the high today, and that is really quite blistering. And it's been a little bit humid. Really is very, very hot. And it's been so hot at some points that even the insects stop doing their stuff and they just stop clicking. You know, we have crickets and grasshoppers and things like that. But yes, hot and sunny and no rain to see.
No rain. And the farmers are busy in the fields. I believe they're now planting the sunflower crop, which comes in later in the summer. This is pure
beauty. That is correct. That is correct. It's up there and they're growing very quickly. And farmers are out very early because they want to get the coolness, the cool portion of daylight, which starts around 5 or 6 in the morning.
Since last we talked, Simon, I've talked to Genoa and Milan. I've talked to Berlin. I've talked to London. And all of them reporting in various times of the last week, unusual heat. Now, you're a European. You know what's normal in July. I do not. Is this normal conduct for London, Genoa, Milan, and the south of France reporting heat wave?
I would say yes. At the moment, that has become normal. In London's case, I don't think it was as normal in the past because it wasn't as built up as it is now. It's a large mass of concrete now, much bigger than it was, say, 50 years ago. And that concrete, just like in New York, holds the heat in. So it doesn't really cool down for a while. In the other places, I would say this will be absolutely normal. And it's why many southern European countries have siestas. You get up early in the morning, do what you can while it's cool. Go for an afternoon nap until it cools down and then get out and work again. It's a very different way of doing things.
Europe's about to go on vacation. August 1st coming up soon enough. Something funny always happens in August. I mentioned that just in case some revolution breaks out. But right now we're going to turn to what everybody depends upon, which is energy first, the energy complex. And then we'll speak of the bourgeois commodities as well. Energy, Simon, any change in the direction of either gasoline or diesel in the last week?
So Brent crude, we'll start with that, which is the mother or the father or the mother and father of the other fuels. It's around $80 per barrel. It's Brent crude is the European benchmark, but it's set in Europe and it pretty much dominates most of world trade for oil. And then we've got diesel at €1.68. which is a little lower than it was last week when we spoke, when it was 172. So a little edging down, and Brent's edging down a tiny bit from last week. Not a whole lot, but this is good. This is very good news. It going up would be bad, and that's something that France and the rest of Europe doesn't need it going back up. So I'll stick with 80. It's higher than it used to be, but it's not 90, and it's not 100. So that's great. Bourgeois stuff. We got cocoa, okay? It's now $8,139 per metric ton, and that's down from 12,000 in April. So people should be happy with that, although it is still a relatively high thing. Tea is still edging up a bit, and I've got the Indian rupee price, but it's not much different from what it was last week. So it's 222 Indian rupees per kilo. A kilo is an awful lot of tea if you think about how light the tea leaves are. Orange juice, 427 a pound or 428, so not much different from last week, but still way higher than it was. quite a few months ago, and coffee staying relatively elevated. It's slightly up from last week, so it's $2.34 per pound. However, you will pay gobs more than that when you go to the supermarket, when you get your coffee, because it has to be roasted, packaged, and delivered to there. So expect about 4 or 5 times that for a pound of coffee.
All right. They're having their coffee and pastry in Paris. They depend upon the chocolate and the coffee to wake them up. However, the Olympics are going on in Paris. And over these last days, there's been controversy about the Seine. That's the river that flows very gently by. It's very romantic and pictures well. But as of 2 days ago or a day ago, it was considered too dangerous to swim in because of pollution. And I think something about the current. Has that changed?
Well, that has changed, but let's rewind a little bit. The Paris, the city council, I believe it's them, have spent 1.4 billion euros. That's about $1.5 billion trying to clean up the Seine and say, okay, this is now really clean and you can swim in it. And therefore we will have people swimming in it in the Olympics, especially for some of the very long distance marathon type things like the triathlon, and the women's triathlon kicked off today. So what we found is that when it rained in Paris and during the opening and in the few days thereafter, a lot of rain runoff went into the river, making it suddenly again not safe for people to swim in. That's a really bad flaw for $1.5 billion equivalent. Now they've said, okay, it's fine. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I would want to be getting in the Seine a day or two after they said it was poison. I don't believe things can really get clean that fast. It's very odd to me, but I'm sure that will come out in the wash, as they say.
Well, Simon, we've been to major cities. There's never any moment where it's wise to swim in a river like the Hudson or the Seine or the Thames. They're for looking, not for swimming. Don't you agree, Simon?
Oh, absolutely. They're for looking, not for swimming. And these are very big rivers. So if you do get into difficulties, it'd be very hard for the government or the emergency services to fish you out. Go in a little river where maybe you can fall in, you know, two or three feet and still get a decent swim, but not have the risk of being whisked away down to the sea and to the channel and then never be seen again. That would be terrible.
The Olympics in a heat wave. Simon Constable is in paradise in the south of France, but back home in England and in Scotland and the United Kingdom, this is the last day of term for Commons. Sounds like they're at school, doesn't it? And there's big news, taxes and housing. And when we come back, Simon will apprise us of what changes are coming with the overwhelming Labour majority led by Sir Keir Starmer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.